On one side is a man who inherited a fortune from his father and kept it going by cheating people, by skipping out on debts.
To the Bernie or bust people, you're being ridiculous.
Patriotism is love of country, but you can't love your country without loving your countrymen and your countrywomen.
Many of you have families. Ignore them. An 8-year-old kid can teach a 4-year-old kid to use a microwave oven. It's just scientific fact. Get on those phones, knock on those doors.
I wake up every morning in a house that was built by slaves. And I watch my daughters, two beautiful, intelligent black young women, playing with their dogs on the White House lawn.
Based on her ideas and her leadership, Hillary Clinton must become the next president of the United States.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. From the furnace of Philly to the chilly of a Moscow summer day, who is running this show? This hour, the clash of scripts on the podium at the Democratic National Convention. One from Hillary Clinton, one from angry Bernie Sanders delegates, and perhaps one more taken from a very old playbook in Russia. Vladimir Putin's elections are apparently too boring. Perhaps he's looking to meddle in the USA. This hour, the Philly furnace burns with a Russian flame. We'll try to get to the bottom of those allegations of Russian meddling, and we'll hear some voices from Philly 2016. Todd Zwillick, how's it felt in that furnace the past 24 hours?
Yeah, John, another stifling hot day outside of the convention in Philly. And as soon as Vance, our Philly cab driver, dropped us off, you knew there was going to be heat inside the room, too. Bernie Sanders supporters who booed and yelled. Yeah, they're a minority on the floor, but they're also a loud one. Jamie Friend is from Hollywood, California.
Nobody in this room will acknowledge that the DNC frauded our country, gave us misinformation, deliberately disenfranchised voters, suppressed the turnout, and we don't get a mention of it. Everybody's in denial in this room. It blows my mind.
So, John, it was a night programmed to maximize the chances of unity and to take away some of those objections, substantive, a lot of them, maybe even emotional, some of them, of Bernie Sanders supporters. They've been upset, of course, about the primary process, about Hillary Clinton's center-left politics, and most recently, those DNC emails. But, John, this evening at the convention, the official vote to enter Hillary Clinton's name and nomination as president, and as we saw at the RNC last week in Cleveland, what is usually kind of a pro forma gavel-to-gavel exercise has become controversial and an opportunity for the minority at this convention. Bernie supporters will be pushing hard for a roll call vote and a show of force, and in his speech to the delegates last night in prime time, Bernie Sanders himself backed that idea.
I look forward to your votes during the roll call tomorrow night.
So it seems like a minimum thing to grant to the supporters. Let them have their moment.
Let them have their moment, but that has its risks because those roll call votes can get contentious when individual states vote loudly for somebody who is not the nominee. But that's Sanders' point, too. Let them have their moment. And the DNC may choose to do that in their effort to change the mood in that room and have some inclusiveness. John, there was some savvy programming on the part of convention organizers last night. This is a divided room. And before the main speakers last night, out came pro-Hillary senator and comedian Al Franken, along with pro-Bernie comedian Sarah Silverman, together to basically get laughs, talk about unity, and warm up the room.
This past year, I've been hashtag I'm with her.
And I'm Sarah Silverman, and this past year, I've been feeling the burn. Relax, I put some cream on it.
Didn't you love Franken's parenting advice? It's okay to leave your parents at home. The 7-year-old can teach the 4-year-old how to use the microwave so you can go out and campaign for Hillary.
Many of you have families. Ignore them. That was Al Franken's advice, and it's true that he got a lot of big laughs in the room. But then, John, the only important question was the comedy and the togetherness with the comics on the stage, did it work? prime time came, Michelle Obama, Elizabeth Warren, and then critically, Bernie Sanders himself, all pushing those different versions of stronger together, the unity required to beat the Republicans and their nominee, Donald Trump. And then afterward, the question is, was it enough to convince Bernie Sanders' followers to get on board? Sandra Lourdes is a superdelegate with Democrats Abroad.
I'm very concerned because she's not well-liked. And the people who are mad at her have justifiable reasons to be mad at her. And I don't see her doing anything to help. I mean, Debbie Wasserman Schultz was given another position right away. And there was no reprimand. There was no accountability. There was no apologizing to us. We're supposed to chin up, take it, and get in line. And some people aren't going to do that, especially these young people, these new-to-the-party people. They have no reason. They have no loyalty yet.
John, one thing that strikes you in that convention is the similarity between some of the hardcore Bernie Sanders delegates here and many Ted Cruz supporters last week. Now, neither of those two groups would want to hear that, but it's true. They feel disenfranchised by their party, left out, and some say that no matter what, they're not going to work for their party's nominee. I talked to Miguel Angel Zuniga at the end of the night. He's a Bernie delegate. He works at Costco in La Mita, California.
I will not stand with election fraud. I have morals, and I vote with my morals. I'm not scared of Trump as much as I'm not scared of Hillary. We will campaign against this party for the rest of my life, and this is coming from a lifetime Democrat. I'm sorry, but Bernie's the only answer, and we will not win Trump with Hillary, because we're going to vote against Hillary, too.
I guess the main difference, though, is that the Bernie supporters aren't going to do that distasteful, I'm not going to support you, demonstration that was so awkward at the Republican convention. They're trying to get this over in one day.
The Democrats are trying to get this over in one day, and today will tell if they're successful, John. There's a running theme under what the Clinton and Sanders campaigns are trying to do here, convince Democrats and Bernie supporters that they're stronger together in November if they're united. A few people in the crowd seem to take it to heart. Sandra Lourdes, who we heard from earlier, was sitting on the convention floor with a new friend, actually, last night. Her name was Gilda Reed, and she was a Bernie delegate from Louisiana.
Well, we're doing fine. We're doing fine. She really agrees with some of the same things I do. She just is for a different person.
We'll know a lot more tonight, John. That nomination vote is today. Sanders supporters want that roll call vote. Many are talking about various protest actions in addition to that. They're going to be hearing more unity messages from the stage, of course, from popular Democrats in prime time tonight, Vice President Joe Biden and former president and possible future first gentleman, Bill Clinton.
So that's how you would refer to him, first gentleman. Learn something new every day. Todd Zwillick, thanks so much.
You got it, John.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.